Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're gonna do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Real sexy on a Wrap It Up Wednesday, Hockman and Crowder. And when you're bringing on Tom DeAngelo, you got to get all sexy and sultry and all that good stuff. So here we go.
We got to get sexy for Tom.
Sexy and sultry. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time. And Tom DeAngelo is a sports writer for the Palm Beach Post. And he is on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. The Heat are holding training camp up in West Palm Beach, and it started yesterday. And Tom was there yesterday, and we enjoy talking with Tom DeAngelo, and it's 15 minutes of heat, so why not? Hello, Tom.
That is very disturbing, what I just heard. But
Sexy and sultry music bringing you in? I feel like it was very appropriate.
Yeah, I do have to say, though, I am a little insulted that I wasn't picked as the guy that you think could revive somebody and save a life.
So it's a great call. So when was this? This was Monday. Monday, Solana had shared with us this story about a writer in St. Louis.
Not a writer, Derek Gould, who once worked for the Palm Beach Post and is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, really? Okay, so you know this guy.
Absolutely.
So
very, very, very well.
Okay, so they're in the clubhouse. A videographer falls down, has a stroke, heart attack, or whatever, and Derek Gould saves his life, essentially, jumps in. And so Crowder and I, on Monday, we were asking the question, what South Florida writer would be able to save a life at a moment's notice? Crowder believes it's Joe Shad from your newspaper.
Oh, guaranteed.
And Tom, you believe it would be you?
Well, I will have to say, if you had a choice between Joe Shad, Hal Habib, and myself, I'd probably go Shad there, but that was a good pick. But I think, but I'll give myself a fighting chance.
Do you know CPR?
No.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to
take you out. That kind of takes you out.
I got to take you out of the equation.
that knowledge.
Do we
you
know
need.
That Shad? Do we know that Shad knows CPR?
I feel like he's got the defibrillator. He's got defibrillators right in his car. He's got the paddles.
He's certified in Heimlich everything.
Yeah, he's got everything. He's got every type of blood in a bag in case someone needs a transfusion.
First aid kit.
He is ready to go. Yeah. He's got the rare AB negative, whatever it is.
Wow, that we've done. I thought the opening was disturbing. Okay, that's an HBO. 1 a.m. Movie.
Joe Shad's car is an ambulance. I don't know if you knew that. All right, 50 minutes of heat. So did it feel like yesterday when you were at training camp for the Miami Heat, did it feel like a little bit of a resurgence? Like, hey, there's some life in this franchise again with Jimmy Butler being there and Spo getting the extension and Hassan Whiteside not being there. Like, did it feel like a resurgence?
Oh, absolutely. You think back, when's the last time, you know, it's been in 2014 when when LeBron James personally broke up the big three. Since then, Pat Riley's been looking for this type of foundational acquisition. He traded for Goran, which was nice, and it's been a great trade for the Heat, and Goran's been a terrific player, but nothing on this level. This is the guy that they've been going at. This is the type of player they've been going after. He's, you know, they struck out on Kevin Durant, on Gordon Hayward, and you know we don't know how any of those players would have been in Miami. And I'm not equating Jimmy Butler to Kevin Durant. That's for sure. But still, the type of guys they've been going after, and he finally got one. And what's amazing, guys, is he got one in the summer where we thought there's no chance they're going to be able to add anybody. They're so hamstrung. They're so over the cap. There are so many teams under that have so much money to spend, and you know, so there's no chance. And here they are, and And this is the summer he got the first piece. Now, this isn't the, you know, if the Heat want to become true contenders, there's got to be more out there to be done. But this is a great start.
And Tom, how does like Jimmy's, I would say, abrasive personality, like the way he approaches the game? We heard the story this morning. He was there at 4 a.m. doing a pre-camp pre-workout to the workout and all that. How does that really, like, honestly affect a Justice Winslow or Goran or Bam or Kelly? Like, do those guys really embrace his different way of approach?
Well, yes, I think more is going to affect them on the court. I think these guys have been around, you know, especially Goran and Kelly and, you know, Justice now four years. I mean, they've seen it all. I mean, they've seen guys who work like crazy. Hey, you know, which I'm sure we'll get to a little bit more in this conversation, but there's a guy in the locker room that used to work out like crazy, and he's not there now because he didn't make the conditioning requirements. I mean, so they've seen all this, and this is just different. He's different. He's intense. He doesn't care what people think about it. He doesn't care who dislikes him. He doesn't care who likes him. And he was great in his press conference on Friday. And what I think the Heat will resonate with the Heat more than anything is this type of attitude where, I mean, sure, guys all say that, you know, we want to be the most hated team. I don't want guys. I hated the Heat when I played against them. Now I want teams to hate us when I'm playing for them. But coming from him, it's just, this is the type of guy he's like. You know, he has been, my years covering the NBA, we never covered a team he was on, obviously, but you've always heard how he was nobody liked the guy. He was just a disliked guy, even a lot of teammates, who he doesn't care. His teammates didn't like him, he didn't care. He didn't care if he stepped on toes and he called out people. He just didn't like him. And it just seems to me this is an organization that will fit in with. And this has always been Pat Riley's mantra, you know, most of this like nasty, he's taught us working, blah, 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 team in the NBA. And this is kind of a guy that you look at it, and Dwayne Wade had said this through the years, that he was a guy they always thought would end up here because he kind of exemplifies what this team is about.
Tom DeAngelo is with us. He writes sports for the Palm Beach Post. I do believe that about Jimmy Butler. I think he exemplifies, you know, what is the Heat culture and whatnot. Now, on the opposite end of that spectrum, how surprising is it that James Johnson didn't meet conditioning requirements?
I mean, when you take some guys in a team, would you have been surprised if you mentioned the dearly departed, if it was like Hassan Whiteside last year, or if it was Dion Waiters?
Right.
This is a guy, and I wrote my column that ran in today's paper and I posted yesterday, that everything we're saying about Jimmy Butler, we were saying about Jimmy Butler yesterday, is what we were saying about James Johnson a year into his tenure here, because he had worked himself through his dedication on and off the floor. He had become, he had gone from being a journeyman to a guy who was given $60 million by the Miami Heat because of what they saw in him on and off the floor. It is very surprising. And I'm sure the Heat privately are feel let down. They said all the right things. You know, I mean, they didn't really get into it. They just gave us a statement and they said, okay, you know, Jimmy's working and we'll tell, you know, when he's here, when he gets here, you know, he'll get here, but he's getting working to meet the standards. But I know privately they're disappointed and feel let down by the guy. And a guy who was their captain, he was one of the three captains the last 2 years, which leaves the great question is, will he be a captain going forward? It's shocking, you know, and not to the point. And it's not even the fact that, okay, whatever he did, you'd think that, okay, if he missed a time somewhere in a some kind of timing and a gasser or it didn't, or I don't know, just it was something that just, you know, he'll be able to reach this soon. So let him just work on the side. Don't let him practice. Bring him here and we'll monitor. We'll see him working and getting in condition and working. He's not even with the team. He's not in the team hotel. He's back in Miami. It's very surprising. I don't remember this happening to another player ever in all the years, you know, since Pat Riley took over the team.
The only captain he could be is Captain Crunch. Hit me with the rim shot, Solana. Go ahead. Come on. Sugary cereal. Overweight. Here we go. All right. Not exactly a rim shot, but we gave it a try.
Tom, exactly what you're saying. I'm with you. The sell on James Johnson, the Karate Man stuff, like, he was all in. Could this be affluenza? Because he was signing 1 year, $5 million, 2 year, $8 million deals, and then the Heat give him 15 a year. Like, could this be fat and happy, James Johnson?
Fat, yes.
I don't know what else. You know, since he signed that, he's certainly not been the same player. I know he's been a little bit injured prone and doesn't get the sports hernia. He's had a few things that have reduced his playing time or, you know, has missed some time because of it. I've got to think so. I mean, this guy was an MMA athlete. He was, what, like 17-0 in MMA bouts or something like that before at one point in his career. So it's not like he doesn't know what it takes to get in shape. He's done this, but this is his fourth year. This is fourth year in Miami. So what else can you look at it, Crowd? I think it definitely has something to do with it. You know, you can't tell me if this was a 3 year deal and he was looking for one more big time. You know, it was a 3 year deal and he was making $5 or $6 million a year and he was looking for one more paycheck and this was his final year. He'd be in this condition. There's no chance. This was money he never came close to seeing in this league, and all of a sudden he really has not been the same player since he signed that contract.
Yeah, I asked that because after he got paid, I tried to shake his hand in the club on South Beach, and he left me hanging. So I'm not a big fan anyway, Tom, to be honest.
And I'm tired of making jokes of him because this dude's going to kick my ass all over the floor.
He got to catch you first. Move to the left.
I will say to a man on that team over the last few years when I've been in that locker room, we talked to teammates at this, you know, if there was one guy that you'd want, you want your back in a fight, if something broke out on the court, you're running, you're standing behind James Jones.
Right. Yeah. Don't tell him I made the Captain Crunch joke. That wasn't me. That was Solana.
You can tell him we wanted to get a Postmates tattoo.
Yeah. Uber Eats, something on his neck, you know, add to the collection. Anyway, that didn't come from me. That came from Crowder. 15 minutes of heat. Tom D'Angelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com as well. Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Go find someone to save with CPR or something. Go take a CPR course online.
I got to take a course first.
You got to go over to Joe Shad's house.
Ask Joe Shad. He's probably
– Joe Shad's done a heart transplant before at a moment's notice. See you, Tom. Tom D'Angelo from the Palm Beach Post. Omar Kelly tweeted at me, the way Mark Hockman describes Joe Shad, I'm starting to think it might be the sequel to Dexter. Just like, you know, unassuming writer by day. But honestly, you need a liver transplant? I got Joe Shad on speed dial. He'll handle this. No problems.
Kitchen knife.
There you go. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.